Hello, everybody. Welcome to On the Line with Bay. I am Shay Bay.
Bay Lee, right here. What's up? What's up? What's
up?
Oh, how y'all
doing? Gosh. It's been too long, Bay. It has been way too long.
I've been here. I've been right here. I don't know what you mean.
It's been like 2 months since we last recorded. I know people they must have broke up. Y'all not together no more.
Ain't been right here.
But it's been that long. So welcome to On the Line with Bay, everybody. We are so sorry for the long break. Life has been lifing, and there is no excuse. We are really working on our consistency. We're working on it. But do you have any updates, anything going on since the last time the people spoke with you?
The only thing for me is I got vaxxed. I didn't get the wax part, but I got vaxxed.
You got vaxxed.
I got vaxxed.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like people, like, if you say it as a black man, do you feel like people kind of look at you side-eyed?
That part, I don't know. I mean, to each their own. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, stuff out there. And look. You choose whatever you feel that you want to do for yourself. You know, I don't judge nobody. I love everybody. But it's just something that I just felt like, listen, the world is opening up and we just wanted to be safe, protect ourselves and, you know, enjoy ourselves. You know what I mean? Having some peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like if you say you're vaccinated, it's kind of like a bad word. People start looking at you like, what? You know, because you have people that are extreme. Extreme left side is like, I'm never getting that vaccine. You know, you don't know what they're giving us, blah, blah, blah. And the extreme right side is like, you need to get it. You know, you need to protect your family. You need to protect your kid. You know, like you have there is nobody really in the middle. They're either all for it or all against it. So when you say it, you don't know which person you're talking to. You don't know if you're talking to the person on the left or the person on the right. So it's kind of like, I did. You know, you kind of, like, for me, like, you're waiting on the reaction. But that's neither here nor there. Whatever y'all do, y'all stay safe. That's it. Because Corona is still out here. Like, y'all play if y'all want to. Corona is still alive and well. Just whatever you're doing, just do it safely. That's the biggest thing. So we don't have really any updates. So we are going to do fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Let me take a spin at it. All right. So let's see. For you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off with Idris.
Ooh. Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh. This is hard.
I'm going to finish it off with Michael Strahan.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, if anybody know anything about me, Michael Strahan is my man. Okay? He is my man. Okay. So, all right. I'm fucking Idris because he just got that rugged, you know, that's like daddy, you know, like he looks like he's like calm, cool, and collected, you know, like he just, but you know, the quiet ones are the ones that you really have to watch out for. So I think he's kind of quiet, but he's
so you think
sexy.
He's slanging. Like, he's humble. Listen, he got that energy that y'all be talking about.
I know he is, okay? I know he is.
Oh, you know, personally. Oh, we're going to have a deeper discussion than this little icebreaker.
Listen, not personally, but, you know, he takes nice pictures, and his pictures look like he got a little.
Y'all be zeroing in right in that print, huh?
We do.
Is that what ladies do?
That is exactly
y'all
what
look
ladies
right
do.
Right at that print, huh?
We do. It's like
why
our
I do
eyes
that?
Just zero in on it. Like
yeah,
like
not
laser.
Just eyes. Y'all be widening the picture to look you right know, at it, huh? To
zoom in a little bit.
Enlarge the D. That's
zoom
what y'all
in
do,
a
huh?
little. That just a little bit, but it's
wow.
Okay.
Wow, y'all be talking about us. For us, I mean, it's. I mean, everybody knows it, but for y'all be trying to be low key.
We do. We on the low. We on the low. So I'm fucking Idris because he just got that strong silent type, and I like that, you know? I am killing Michael B.
Higgins.
Jordan. I'm killing Michael B. Jordan. I am killing Michael.
Whoa.
And the only reason I'm killing
Oh, the
Michael B.
listeners looking at
Jordan,
you like looking at you side eye.
I know. The only reason I'm killing Michael B. Jordan is
Over Marcus Stroman, really?
outside of his roles on TV, he don't give me enough aggression in real life. Like, he
Aggression. You ain't see this
don't have
last movie?
enough.
I ain't see it yet, but you ain't see the last movie?
No.
That wasn't aggression?
No. I'm saying,
Creed wasn't aggression?
bae, outside of acting. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like his acting
Huh?
persona is different than his real life persona with Lori Harvey. Like, I just, and then he dates a lot of white girls. So I just feel like, I don't know if
Lori
he,
Harvey, what?
but listen, I don't know if he has enough of that masculine dominant
How
energy.
much
You know what
time
I
can you
mean?
tell? You spoke to him?
No, I'm just telling you what I feel. That's what I feel. I don't
You
feel
ain't
like,
say two words to this man. You over there looking
bae,
like you see
but
a one picture, you know, sums up the man's whole life. Well, he ain't got
bae,
enough masculine
one
energy for
picture.
me.
Come on now. Come on
He
now.
ain't got
One
enough
picture.
masculine. How you know Idris Elba got that aggression?
Because you can tell in his eyes.
Yo,
You can tell in his eyes. You can tell in his eyes. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can
been
feel
a
it.
trip, man.
Okay, listen. And I am marrying Michael Strahan. Okay.
What is it?
The
I gotta
reason
hear
why,
this.
listen, the reason why I'm marrying Michael Strahan is one, he is that man is just beautiful. I love him. I love how tall he is. I love how big he is. I love how just he's fine, right? But what I love most about him, okay? What I love most about him is he is so funny. Like, he has the most amazing personality. Not more amazing than you, babe, but
Nah,
like,
I
his
want to hear.
personality, like, out of all of those people, like, you know Michael Strahan's personality. Like, he's such a good man. Like, you know, he loves his family. He's a hard worker. He, you know, plays
You know, all
football.
this
So, you know, he's
from just
just
watching TV, huh? You know, looking at
I
pictures.
listen, I would marry Michael Strahan. Like, I would
Go ahead
legit.
and marry him then. You know, I'm done with this game. It's over. I'm just.
No, but I'm gonna marry you. I'm gonna marry you, babe. I'm gonna marry you. But if I had to, I would just marry both of y'all. It's called, you know, polygamy. So whatever. Okay.
Listen, if you're doing
Okay.
that, then I can do that too, for sure.
For sure. All right. So are you ready? This is babe. This is gonna be Auntie Edition. Fuck, marry, kill for you, Auntie Edition. You
That's
ready?
fine. You can't this I gave you a good one. You can't give me like I got you.
First
It's gonna be an easy one.
of all, you like older women, so this is gonna be right up your alley, okay?
That pussy be seasoned, that's why.
Bae, you being fresh now. I'm not even gonna tell you if you're gonna continue to be fresh, okay? You being fresh.
That
Okay.
thing got experience. That
No.
thing is seasoned.
Listen, it got power, okay?
What?
All right, you ready? Bae, you
That
ready?
thing come with cornbread. You know what I'm
Bae. Are
saying?
you
Listen,
ready? You
flashback. All
been
right, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
extra.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, all
Paula
right.
Jones. All right.
Tracee Ellis Ross. Okay.
Yo, Tracy could get it.
Bae,
Oh,
you gotta listen to everybody.
Tracy. Yo,
Bae,
I'm smashing. I'm
you
smash.
gotta listen,
Listen.
bae.
All right.
Bae,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tracy.
can you hold your composure
Tracy,
till you
bad.
answer the
All right.
question?
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Bae. Okay, Tracee Ellis Ross. Evelyn from Basketball Wives. Did you see her today
Nah, I ain't
on the
see her
Shade
today.
Room? Listen, bad D. Do you hear me? Bad D. Bad D. Okay, so you know, but you know Evelyn from the Basketball Wives, right? She was married to Chad Johnson, the Hispanic girl, the one who
Okay.
who was like, I got a fat pussy, and she was hitting on her pussy. You know Evelyn. Evelyn Lozada, okay, or something like that. Evelyn. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
And then the third person is Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union.
This is Auntie Edition. So who you fucking, who you marrying, and who you killing?
I mean, because if I'm marrying, I'm still technically fucking, right? Still technically.
Right.
Gabrielle, I love Gabrielle Union's personality.
You do.
I love her personality because she just seemed like she's the type that, you know, you can just enjoy and vibe with and have a good time with. You know what I mean? And I think that that's something important in a relationship, is to be able to just have a good time with each other. You know what I'm saying? Now, Evelyn, she may be bad, you know what I mean? But to me, bad is not going to cut it in the long run, to me, just that. Now, she may have a wonderful personality. I don't really know her like that, so pardon me. But based on what I know about Gabrielle, I believe that I'm going to marry Gabrielle, because I believe that I could have a good time. We could turn up together.
I am shocked.
You know what I'm saying? Because okay. Because Shea Bae, she's kind of like you. Like, we could have a good time together. And that's important. It's having a good time together. And it I see her and Dwayne Wade, they be having fun.
They really do.
They be having fun together. It don't be like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's genuinely very important. I would marry Gary Union. Evelyn gotta go, because I'm gonna be smashing Tracy Ellis Ross into the sun. Wow.
Ellis Ross is a baddie.
Her body is ridiculous.
Body is amazing. Okay.
She ain't got kids. Huh? Was she in her 30s or something like that?
No, she might be like 41, 42,
but she ain't got baby. No kids. Ain't nobody been in that?
She is choosing not to have kids. Come on. That's now.
What she said?
She don't want, yeah, she feels like it's society's pressure of, you know, women being expected to get married and have kids. And she don't want to do that.
She's 48 years old.
She's 48?
She's about to be 50 years old.
Well, that's fine. She's a baddie, though. I'm going to tell you like that.
Oh, no, she don't look like a day over, probably like, I want to say, maybe 36, 37 or something like that.
Yeah, she looks good.
About to be 50.
She looks good.
She want no kids? Like, she got strong genes. She looks just like her mama. Her mama probably 70, in her, what, 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Her mama look like she's 50.
At least in her 70s, at least. But, yeah, you know, listen, fuck them kids, okay?
What you mean?
Fuck them
That's
kids.
That's legacy.
Babe, come on now. Okay, all right. That's so legacy. Speaking of Marion, okay? Speaking of Marion, I don't know if you saw on social media, it was a chick that faked an entire wedding in order to get back at her ex. Wedding to get back at her ex. What? Okay, my question to you is, what is the pettiest thing you have done to get back at your ex? Like, what have you done to get back at your ex? And be honest, because you be
I'll
lying.
I'll be honest straight up. The only thing that I've done to get back at my ex is to live my life. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, people be feeling like, I mean, number one, you can't always, you know, I mean, sometimes you may be able to kind of end on a decent note, and sometimes it not so decent, you know what I mean? But for me, you know, it's just having to just look, separate, it just didn't work out, whatever the case may be, and then you move on with your life. The fact that when you are holding on and you're thinking about that person every day and you feel like you want to, you know, make them suffer and get back at them and all that stuff is wasting time, it's wasting energy, and for her, also wasting money. You know what I mean? This lady probably wasted thousands and thousands of dollars to try to get this guy's attention to be like, hey, I moved on. He probably didn't even see it.
That part too.
Probably, how upset would you be? You know, how salty would this chick be if she was like, I done put on this whole production, he didn't even see it. But did Craig see it? Like, no, girl, he didn't even see it. He didn't even look at it. Like, what?
Craig blocked you 6 months ago. Move
Yeah,
on.
I'm saying. What? Okay.
Listen.
All right, Shay Basin, what about you? What's the pettiest thing you've done? Oh, you already got it right here. Tip of your tongue, huh? Ready to go. What's up? What you did?
No, I'm like you. I'm honestly, I'm the ex that if we not together no more, you will never hear from me again. Like you will never hear, never hear from me again. You know, if I actually let you continue to follow me on social media, I do the
Now,
same
so you're
thing.
living the best life, huh?
Listen, I'm sipping my wine, doing my wine tastings, I'm vibing, I'm hanging out with my girls, losing weight. Liz, you know, women, when we break up, we lose
Lose weight
about
and cut
20
your hair.
pounds in one month. Like we be in the gym because we got so much stuff to work off. And you
Lose
know,
weight and cut
exercise
your
fills the
hair.
mind. We go crazy with it. We go crazy with
Listen,
it. Go back to school,
nah,
lose
you.
weight, get a puppy. Like
What? Get your
we
whole
staying busy.
degree. Listen, you're probably one of those exes that do those minor toxic inconveniences. You take off one light bulb. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? I saw a little TikTok, but he was unscrewing me, you know, like, you know, doing
That's
those
so
little
petty.
petty minor inconveniences. That was taking one, like, you know, coil from the stove. You know what I'm saying?
That's petty. But
Yeah, for
I
sure.
don't believe in doing that. But honestly, with baby girl that did a whole fake wedding, she got to have some type of mental illness
No,
because why the fuck would you
model.
even Why would you waste your time like that? It's not that serious. And if you're doing all
Oh,
that, listen, that man obviously don't want you move along.
a
It
whole
is
wedding
it's
dress.
crazy. So
Whole wedding dress, wedding party, all of that. That's crazy.
people have time. People have time.
The
People have a
planning
lot of
that
time.
goes into that. Jeez.
So obviously she's broken up. So she needs to start dating, right? And not focusing so much on her ex. So, speaking of dating, okay, there was something happening on Twitter this week. This chick took a picture of the dude that she was on a date with. The dude had an Aeropostale shirt on, and I didn't know that those shirts weren't okay to wear, but she posted his picture and started clowning the dude. Like, oh my gosh, this dude is wearing an Aeropostale shirt on the first date. Like, you know,
What's
like
wrong with that?
I don't
I'll let you
know.
finish. I'll let you finish that.
I don't know what's wrong with it. But my question is like, is there something that a chick could wear on the first date that would instantly make you feel like this ain't it? Like, we nah, this ain't it. You know? Can you think of like something that you would be like, bruh, I can't take this girl seriously?
I would probably say, nothing really. I mean,
Nothing, babe.
every, I mean, listen, it, I feel like it depends on how you wear it. I mean, no shade to nobody, but I mean, if the chick was wearing, I don't know, skateboard shoes or something like that, and we at a nice restaurant, now I'd probably be like, okay, why is she wearing skateboard shoes? You know what I mean? Maybe that. You know what I mean? But I feel like women, especially sisters, know how to rock anything with everything. You know what I mean? Like I've seen women with a nice little dress, and then she finished it off with some Chuck Taylors. But the Chuck Taylors are clean. You know what I'm saying? And like the way that she wear it, she may throw a little jean jacket over it or something like that. And it just looked put together. You know what I mean? So I feel like every person has their own style. It depends on, you know, because the Aeropostale shirt could be a clean shirt. I didn't see the shirt. I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you have the picture online
It
of
wasn't a
me.
bad shirt. It wasn't a
All
bad
right, if it's a clean
shirt.
shirt, maybe she just looked at the brand. Maybe she wanted them,
It's the
you
brand. She
know.
mentioned the brand specifically in Aeropostale.
Listen, listen.
They look,
I've dated.
Aeropostale tweeted her and was like, "Oh, note to self, don't wear an Aeropostale shirt on the first date." This is what Aeropostale
Wow.
tweeted.
Listen. Who cares? I remember I had, and that doesn't make anything, because if you on a date and that person's wearing an Aeropostale shirt, but let's say you have the most fire-est conversation of your life. This man done got into the depth of your soul. You know what I'm saying? Like you just like, wow, your mind is open. You're gonna be like, I don't know though, that Aeropostale shirt. I don't know about that. You know what I mean? Nah, I've gone on dates with women who legit, this one date that I went on, no lie, head to toe Gucci,
Gucci.
head to toe
Those type of chicks
Gucci.
you like?
No, I didn't know she was like that, but no lie, head to toe was Gucci. I'm talking about she had on like the Gucci shoes, Gucci purse, like keychain was Gucci, like her nails were like kind of like Gucci kind of
No
colors a little
way.
bit. And like, you know, I'm telling you everything, and I'm just looking at her like that's all I focused on. Really?
The
I was just like, is she compensated for something? Like everything is Gucci? Or is this
Gucci.
like your only like, you know, brand fit? You know what I mean? Like, okay, this is the brand fit. I gotta make sure I show off like I'm doing something, whatever the case may be. But I felt like that's not gonna just, you know, turn me on because everything is Gucci. I could care less. You know, if the chick that I go on the first date with, if she was wearing Aeropostale, you know, man, I'm not gonna let that distract me from seeing who's in that, because that's something that could be changed. Maybe he needed you to help kind of expose or help enlighten him to something better. You know what I'm saying? Like Shea Bae with you. Like before you, I had my style, and then you came into my life, and you was like, let me. Would you be open if I were to recommend different colors for you, or a different type of shirt or whatever? And then I was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. You know what I mean? And we'll go shopping, and you'll pick out some stuff for me, and I'll wear them. And I'm like, yo, you know what? You
I did
know,
my
for some
thing
people,
too.
right. You've picked out very nice outfits for me, and I give you your props. And maybe that's all that it could take for that young man. Maybe everything, he got a good job. He got good this. He never really just invested time into outfits, because he was probably always just grinding and working and doing all of these things. He didn't care. He just saw a nice shirt and just bought it. Some people are not really investing in, you know, outfits and stuff like that. They have different priorities. They may not have priorities that you do, but they have different priorities. But I feel like that doesn't really, you know, put like value on who he is or what he does or what he accomplished. You know what I mean? Like, what's your take on that?
My take is, I think you need to allow people to express themselves however they want to express themselves,
Right.
especially when it comes down to fashion and what they feel comfortable in and the types of clothes they wear. Have I like been on a first date with somebody that dressed completely ridiculous?
Right.
Yes, I have. Yes. They were wearing like 2 and 3X clothes and they were like 115 pounds. I was like,
that's different. That was the style.
No, it wasn't the style.
It was the style.
No,
listen,
it
I still got some 5XTs.
In your ass, but now wear it around me.
Listen.
Because I'm going to clown you. I'm going to clown you. Okay? I'm going to clown you. No, but it was just, but I didn't say anything. I just was like, this ain't really, you know, I didn't like it, you know, but I do think that at the end of the day, if I would have had more chemistry with that person, I probably would have looked past it.
Okay, I was going to say, if it distracted you from getting to know him. Okay.
Right. If you have chemistry with somebody, people be dating niggas that be living under a damn bridge and they be in love. So if you have chemistry, a lot of things you will overlook because you do like that person. So I just feel like homie didn't really like, you know, the boy in the first place because she's ragging on his clothes. I don't know. It was very odd. But for me, if I really like you, I'm a try to get you right. You know, because at the end of the day, we're a reflection of each other. So I can't have you out here looking crazy, you know. But I think that's unrealistic to really talk down on AirPod. Like, dude, it's like preppy, probably more white boy style than you know, you would see a black person in. But it was still nice. So I don't really know what the issue was.
Let's see what she was wearing. Did she have a picture of her?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Of course not.
So, I don't know. I just think that's really petty, you know? And then, if let's say that was a good guy, you done just completely ragged him. Literally, AirPods was trending, and you done missed out on a good dude, you know, possibly a good dude. And I'm sure he's hella insecure now. Trying to be cute.
Correct. Not only that, but then you're going to sit there and just be like, damn, what a good guy is that? Counting them.
You are absolutely right. And yeah, you could ruin that man's whole just everything by just being rude and negative to him in that way about his fashion. Because everybody's not fashionable. Like, you know? But it's really not that serious at the end of the day. It really, really isn't. It really isn't. So, all right. So I saw this and I wanted to talk about this with you because we had a discussion and it got pretty heated. So I want
Heated? No.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So this was also on Twitter. And this chick says, my daughter made a new friend at the playground. I asked the dad if we can plan a play date. He's like, okay, I'll give your number to my wife and you can ask her. I don't know why that was weird to me. Aren't you her parent too? Men who have to ask their wives first bug me. Okay, so first thing first, I want to discuss this topic and then we'll get into what our heated discussion was later. But what do you think about her being annoyed that her friend's new play buddy father has to ask his wife? Like, what do you think about that exchange? Like, is that normal? Is that OD? Like, what do you think?
I mean, of course. I mean, we're gonna tell her like it is. She was probably trying to slide and get some dick. Let's just say that.
Period. I mean, gonna play her way into some dick.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably like, golly, another guy that I gotta ask his wife for permission. Here we go. You know what I mean? She's probably wanting to do. With no strings attached, that got his own little responsibilities that she could get her a little swerve on. That's basically probably why she was upset. You know what I mean? Now, for the guy, you know what I mean? I feel like if you If you do, if you are in that situation, like if I was in that situation, the young lady came up and she was like, "Wow, our sons play really well together. We should do like a play date or something like that to, let's say, some type of arcade or whatever the case may be." You know what I mean? Like for me, and this is just me, you know what I mean? I know that ain't nothing going down because I know I ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? So I will discuss it with you. I'll discuss it with you. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like I have to just direct her to you. You know what I mean? Just be like, "Hey, no, you talk to my wife about it. I ain't in it. My name is Bennett and I ain't in it." You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do that, but I'll be like, I'll discuss it with the missus. I'll let her know and I'll talk to
You're
you.
not gonna do that.
Do what?
What you just said, that you don't have to, you're not gonna run it past her like the your wife like that. You are gonna just what? Communicate with the girl yourself? What?
I was gonna talk to you about it, but I wasn't just gonna just give her your number to just only talk to you because I'm
Why?
the child's parent too.
Nah, fam. Nah,
What you
fam.
mean?
Nah,
It can
fam.
too.
Nah,
If
fam.
I'm meeting her in a public place,
Nah,
both of our
fam.
sons are having a good time. I spoke to you about it. "Hey, babe, I met with Shelby or whatever her name is. She's so and so's mother. They hit it off. We about to hit this arcade, on Saturday. I know you're working, you know what I mean? But just letting you know that, this is the plan and whatnot. Boom, we good. You know about it, where, the name, the house,
I
like
don't know if we would
location.
be good
We
though.
good. You know what I'm
No.
saying? I don't feel like it's necessary for me to just be like, "Nah, you talk to the mama." It's not necessary because you trust me. I trust you. I know ain't nothing gonna happen. Even if you try to make a move, "Nah, I'm sorry, man. This is not that type of party. I mean, we here for the boys. I'm good." And that's it. You seem like, "Oh, okay." And then it's done. You know what I mean?
No.
Because if I'm gonna hit it,
No.
if I'm gonna hit it, I'm gonna hit it.
No.
If I'm gonna hit it, I'm not gonna sit there and just be like, "All right, let me go ahead and take these boys to the arcade in hopes of getting some pussy." Nah. If I'm gonna hit it, I'm gonna hit it because she already like, "Yo, let's do the play date thing." It's already opening, but I'm not about that. You know what I mean? So if it was Michael Strahan that you both kids hit it off, and then he was like, "Yo, why don't we do a play date? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna tell him that
You gonna drop the jaw? Stop it."
no, but I think it's a level of respect within this context of what she's saying and how she's, oh, I hate men that have to ask their wives first and all this other stuff. Like, I think it's all about respect, and I do think that as a woman, you when you know that a dude has a partner, you go through the wife for everything. It ain't no, oh, let me hit you up for this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not, no, that's
Go
not what we do.
through the
Unless you have,
wife and partner, two different things, but go ahead.
no, but unless you have like a long-standing relationship with both of them, and you know, because like, I don't mind, like, if I know you, right, and we've known each other for how long, and somebody's trying to arrange something. Let's say somebody wanted to arrange a play date, but I've known this person, and this is even a guy. I would probably be a little leery of it if I didn't really know them. But if I've known them and things like that, I know their kid, and you know, I'm trying to be on the same vibe, and you know,
Okay,
like
so you got prior
play dates
relationship,
are
what you're
play
saying.
dates are nice. But if it's just I'm meeting a random person, I think by him saying I'm gonna give your number to my wife, that's him letting her know that, hey, it ain't nothing, like I can't build no new quote unquote friendship with you. Like if you know the kids are gonna be friends, I'll probably see you, you know, around or whatever. But I don't want you to get the idea that we gonna be chatting it up, quote unquote, having, you know, conversations about play dates, because play dates turn into, hey, let's go and hang out real quick. Like, you know, like it just, it's messy.
That quick, huh?
Really quick, really, especially men with kids.
I disagree.
Men with kids, are just, listen, it's like the golden ticket. Women love to see a man with a kid doing activities. He's not home watching TV with the kid. He's actually at a park. Ain't nothing cuter than a man with kids at a park having fun. You're like, oh my god, he's so cute. You understand what I'm saying? Because you feel like this man responsible. Like, this man gonna take care of his. Like, that's what women like, right? I'd rather a man with no kids, but that's what women like, right? So if a woman sees a man that have their kids and they're out and about, baby, let's do a play date is the new pickup line. Like, let's keep it real.
Pickup line, huh?
That's the new pickup line. So I feel like he picked up on her trying to be slick, and he like, nah, fam, you ain't finna catch me. So I feel like by the fact that you're like, well, I am the parent, so I can go and plan the play date, I feel like you're not really picking up on what she really throwing. And that is how you can quickly
it still
be,
take two. Even no, if I don't it drop can take it, two, still but take two.
But you in a predicament that you like, bro, what the hell? Like, it happened so quick. Because y'all, quote unquote, building a new friendship. You don't need no new friends, and you don't need to be taking my kids nowhere with no motherfucking play date talking about, yeah,
what
me
you
and
talking about. It's for them. The friendship is for them.
Nah, fam. Because I guarantee you, if he set up a play date and his wife ended up coming to that play date, she'll be looking cross-eyed, because I'm sure she'll be wearing some booty shorts and a tank top. You understand what I'm saying?
It could
like,
be hot. It could be the summer.
Babe, come on. Babe, come on.
It'd be hot.
Babe, come on. I feel like y'all try to play this real naive role into, nah, it ain't even like that. Well, if it ain't like that, then why can't your wife set up the play date? And why does she have an attitude about your wife doing it? It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of why you trying to holler at my man while he's on the play, while he's with the kids? Like chicks be real sneaky, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's a sneaky approach to try to get at that dude. You know, like that shit. No, y'all be trying so hard.
Yeah,
to
you got a point, but it's
huh?
I believe you have a point, but it still takes two.
Yeah, I'm not negating the fact that it takes two, but I'm just saying, like, y'all let shit slide and. You know, oh, well, it take two. I don't like it like that. You know, we just going to get a coffee and we kicking
it.
3 months later, your dick is in her mouth. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, because you spending time with somebody. What do you expect? It's natural. It naturally occurs. So why would you put yourself in a position of something that just looks funny? Like, that shit just looks mad weird, you know? Oh, no, babe, that's Sarah that I take, you know, the kids on the play dates with all the time. Well, why? I ain't never meet Sarah. Well,
Where about Sarah, who she is, her Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, you gonna know all that.
Nah, fam. No, I wouldn't. Not if you scared to let me know that y'all even having a play date. Like,
No, I told you, I'd tell you.
Nah, fam.
But I wouldn't direct her to you, because I can handle it.
Oh, okay. Of course you can handle it. Of course you can handle it, right? With your dick in her mouth. So, of course you can handle it. So, stop the bullshit. Okay, so when I was, like, kind of introducing this, I was talking about, you know, how, you know, she was like, she hates men who have to ask their wives. Do you think that when you're in a relationship, you should have to, quote-unquote, ask your partner, and I'm not saying about this situation, I'm saying ask them if you can go on vacation, ask them if you can go on a boys trip, ask them, you know, before you, you know, do whatever, like, should you be in that space of asking your partner before you do something, or is it like you don't have to ask because you're grown? Like, what is your take on it?
I feel like there's a difference between asking and discussing. You know what I mean? Because if I feel like I have to ask you for permission, then, you know, now I feel restricted. And now I feel like, okay, limited as to what I can do, you know, based upon your response. And I don't like that, especially if there's nothing behind it, nothing like that. Now, if I am, I don't know, going to some type of, you know, I don't know, wild sex party or something like that, and then you just say, yo, come on now, like, be for real. All right, okay, I get that. But if I'm like, oh, you know, a bunch of guys are, you know, trying to do a fellas trip and whatnot, something I would like to go, these dates, you know, whatever the case may be, I feel like it'll be important to discuss. But if you're sitting there and you just like, you're not going, whoa, now I'm gonna feel like I'm some type of jit. Like I'm a grown man now. You know what I'm saying? You just can't sit there and just forbid me not to go out with my boys. I just don't think it's right. And just like that, I'm not gonna forbid you not to enjoy yourself, enjoy your girls. We both work hard, we both put in the time. I think it's very important that we take time out to enjoy, you know, quality time with our, you know, friends and things of that nature. Especially being in a relationship, it's mostly you and I. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes with working, doing this and doing that, you may not have all that time with your friends. You know, I think so.
That's
This is
true.
an excellent bonding time and bonding moment. And I don't think it would be right if you were to rob that person of that time. You know what I mean? Now, if y'all have something inappropriate on the agenda, because every single, you're the only married one, and they finna have, you know, escorts and all that stuff all up in the Airbnb. You know what I mean? That's a different story. You know, you're gonna have to have some decorum and let me go ahead and isolate myself, whatever the case may be. But, you know, other than that, you know, I don't think it would be right to forbid someone. You know what I mean? What's your take?
I don't like the word forbid and, you know,
Right.
you're not allowed type thing, but, you
Right.
know, language
Permission
is
type stuff.
language. I do think that you should have a discussion, and I agree with like how you say like it's a difference between allow and discuss, or you know, like permission and discuss, because we're all individuals. So at the end of the day, as an adult, you can do what you want to do. So it's not a matter of me allowing, but it is a matter of us discussing, hey, is this the best time to do this? You know, or hey, this might interfere with so and so and so, you know, just putting it out there or whatever.
Right.
But don't know. I feel like a lot of people, quote unquote, allow or not allow certain activities. And what happens is eventually that junk backfires on them and that person begins to get resentful because they're just like, damn,
Exactly.
I can't do nothing. You know, I can't go nowhere. Like all I had to do, like this, all I'm doing forever. Like, you know, it can become very overwhelming. You know, I know especially for men, because men just like to be in control all the time. So if you're like, no, you can't, that's gonna make them want to do that junk even more. So you might as well, you know, give a little bit of freedom and see what they do with it. But I don't want to have to allow anything. That's wild to me. I'm
I
good.
agree with you. So
I'm good.
is an instance where you feel like, all right, now I gotta, you know, like make an executive decision for you not to go. Is there any instance?
I feel like, is there any instance for, can you repeat that real quick?
An instance where you would have to be like, I need to make an executive decision. And you know, let you know that I'm sorry, but you will not be going or attending.
Let me see. I don't see that. The only way I can see that honestly is like if I get bad vibes, you know? Like, you know, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm just having a bad mood and I don't want you to go. No, but if I like, if I feel something in my spirit and I'm just like, bruh, I don't want you to leave right now. Like, I don't have a good feeling. Then I'll be like, babe, just stay and we'll do X, Y, Z later. Or you can meet up with them at another time. Like, if I get a real bad feeling, then that would probably be the only time I'd be like, just stay. But that's not concrete anything. So you'll probably still end up leaving because, you know, y'all do what y'all want to do. But that would be the only time I would be like, don't go, you know? Okay. That would be the only time. And I, you know, I allow you to do whatever you want to do because you grown.
You allow me.
I allow you to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But let's hop into, are you ready for the sponsored ad? Or are you ready to do the music bay? It's been a minute. Okay, so let's do music. So my music bait is the Young Thuggers. What is called Slime Language 2? Bay, that's what it's called.
Oh yeah, the Slime Language 2.
Listen, that's a whole vibe. Like I literally listen to that when I'm at the park walking and working out and stuff like that. That's a whole vibe. I like that. And I'm not a Young Thugger fan, so I was pretty shocked that I liked anything on an album. So I like that one. So what did you like, babe?
I like J. Cole, the off season. I listened to that thing straight through. It's okay. Always good to, you know, because I feel like when today's day and age with, you know, these new rappers, like, it just kind of, it's refreshing to listen to a lyricist, you know, who, and it kind of brings you back to, like, the old hip-hop when you were really saying something. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, people just putting two things together and then you're just flowing on the beat, or a lot of people are you don't even hear the whole song. That's true. You're just hearing it on TikTok.
You hear a clip. Look, let you hear that whole thing on the radio. You like, that's how that song go?
Exactly. Song don't even be all that. It'd be a little snippet. It'd be a little snippet.
You be so confused.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? But yeah, so I think listening to J. Cole is really refreshing.
Okay. Yeah. I like J. Cole, but I may have to listen to the album again because I was just like, like, you know, he's spitting, but just hot, the beats.
He spit hot fire.
I couldn't really get into it, but okay, y'all tune in and let us rappers, know.
J. Cole, because he spit hot fire.
Stop it. Okay, so right. Do you have your sponsorship?
Yeah.
All right.
We are sponsored by SweetSugarBaby.com. It's a body care line formulated to encourage self-care. They carry sugar scrubs, body butters, lip scrubs. They got wax melts. I mean, they got massage oils. And they just launched candles, y'all. Like,
lit.
And like luxury candles on point. Like, if you're trying to set the mood, like, what better way to set the mood to start it off after a long day of work than, you know, and it got, like, the wooden, like, the light crackles, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice.
At that, the beautiful aroma, yeah. You know what I mean? You're sitting in a nice bubble bath, you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, that's nice.
And in the night with a nice, you know, massage oil and you all exfoliated, moisturized, and you finish off the night beautiful lovemaking. You know
I like that a lot. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, but if y'all want to be a sponsor, anybody listening want to be a sponsor, you can hit us up on underlinewithbae@gmail.com. We'll be one on Twitter. Underline with Bay Podcast on IG.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, so Bay, do you have a Bay tip for the people?
Ooh, nothing comes to mind right now. What about you?
I would say do what that young man did and have a conversation and refer everybody to your wife or your partner that is trying to hit on you on the low. Because if it's genuine, they're going to actually call your wife and be like, hey, I would love to do a play date. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. Make sure you pass it through the correct channels.
Okay. I'll respect it.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you share this. Subscribe to our podcast and definitely follow us on Twitter and IG. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you.